That was a Chilean folk song, and it introduces Bridget Leslie, who speaks with a Chilean marine biologist, Marie Cecilia Godoy Ampuero. She's not only passionate about maintaining a sustainable fishing industry for her country, but wants to empower fisherwomen and women gatherers, but says she has to overcome Chile's machismo culture. Yeah. First, we hear in Spanish from fisherwoman Irene Subiabre, who explains that in her Patagonian village of El Manzano, everyone lives off the sea. She says her father taught her when she was young how to fish for shellfish, seaweed, conger eels, and more.
Cuando nosotros éramos chiquititos, mi papá siempre nos llevó a andar con él. Siempre andábamos ahí, subía en el bote, andaba la cuestión de las algas, con los pescados, con los mariscos, nos enseñó cómo se sacaban los congrios en las piedras. Y enseñarnos a mariscar, pues, cómo se sacaban las nadajuelas, las almejas, los choritos.
My name is María Cecilia Godoy Ampuero. I am Chilean, I am a marine biologist, and I live in the south of Chile.
Maria, welcome.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Bridget.
How did your marine biology career start?
I started 30 years ago, or more than this, in a Chile university, and I went to study biology. But in the two or three last years, I did my specialization in marine biology, okay? And then I continue my master's science in marine ecology. So this is my background, okay?
And why marine biology? What was the interest in the subject?
At the beginning, I didn't have a lot of real concern about this. But in the middle time, I tried to follow, I think, the idea of Jacques Cousteau and all this stuff, you see, in this time when I went study. So I like to work with the people too. So in the next year, I do all these things in my job.
And you're the president of the Bordemar Foundation. What are the goals of the organization? And tell us a bit about it.
Okay, the Bordemar Foundation was created in 2009 in Puerto Varas. And we are working in two important areas, in environmental education and tourism, okay? So our principal goals have to encourage and promote programs, project proposals that focus on the establishment of the integrated management system in the marine coastal areas, okay, with people. And we are working side by side with the coastal communities and schools, building together for the best practice. And the other side is to visibilize or to put in the table the work of the fisherwoman, okay, in the coastal areas.
You mentioned the word fisherwoman. I'm very interested. Why is the rights of fisherwomen in Chile a problem?
I think it's not only in Chile. It's a Latin American problem, or maybe in world problem. Maybe in Occident it's not so strong like here, because we are a strong machismo. Okay, the men are the best. Are control all these areas. You see, and only I think in the 5 years the women are taking the power of the leadership of some works, etc. So we are trying to visibilize this situation, okay? What they do, what they leave, how they encourage all these problems.
You've done a lot of research in this area. What are the effects of excluding women from the fishing industry on the economy?
You see, I think the women are very important, because they are the person of the family that give the inheritance, okay? They promote the values and the importance of the conservation of their environmental. I think for this biological goal that the women have, they have to take care of their children, so they have to take care to their environmental too. Okay, this is the vision of the woman. For this reason, it's so important to have their systemic view or point of view to how to conserve and how to manage the marine resource.
And we're in COVID, Maria. Obviously, COVID has impacted many industries. I'm interested mm-hmm. to hear, how has the COVID virus affected the fishing industry?
You see, it's quite a different situation. First, at the beginning, was to stop all the channels of commercialization, you see. They stopped because we didn't have the transport, we didn't have many things. But in the meantime, they began to continue to fishing and to sell to local market, you see, but in a few quantities, okay? Because we are in Australia, but here we are just in the top situation of the COVID. You see, we are many places here around my place that is in quarantena. Okay, it's a closed area, so it's very difficult to do the commercialization of the product, of the marine product. But in the meantime, as I said, there are some, for example, some areas of exportation, they are continue. And now we have some few beginning of the transport, in the roads, or in the boats, or in the etc. Okay. I think the most impact was in the local market, okay?
Mm-hmm. But they are allowed, these fisherwomen, to still go out there and fish, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I want to go back to this issue of fisherwomen in Chile and in Latin America. It's so interesting. I read one of your academic papers on coastal governance and the invisibility of women's activities in Chile and Brazil. You say that affirmative action for women in Brazil is still relatively small. Why is it the 21st century that women are still needing to fight for recognition?
It's a good question, Bridget. Maybe for you, it's a, how you say, it's a question of don't understand, but maybe because you are all heritage come from Europe, and here in Latin America, we have a stronger. Force for men, you see, men build families, men have the first and the best job, etc. So still, and in spite of that, we have now in 21st century, we have this problem now, you see. But the idea is, for this reason, is so common, not only in Chile, in Brazil, in Ecuador, in Argentina, etc. But I think in the last 10 years, many of the women that work in the coastal areas are leadership now and putting the ideas and the needs and to the government, and to show that they need to have space to put all these situations, you see, like indigenous people too. Okay, this is the same situation.
What are you hoping to achieve with your work via the foundation on the subject of fisherwomen in Latin America? Because I know you're pretty passionate about it.
Yeah. Well, we hope to achieve opportunities, empowerment, information. I hope that all there will be a great connection between women and the public and private institutions. And to recognize all their skills and dreams, you see. We believe that giving them space to interact, information, and all the things, they will have the space and the strong be themselves, okay? We only have the bridge to do the things, okay? We work together with them.
And are there any new projects coming up in this area that you'd like to speak about?
Yeah, you see, we are now in a Green Grant project for the Green Grant funds, promoting the knowledge and valuation of the coastal marine ecosystem and association of species or associated species and use as fishing reserves. We are trying to do a reflection of our relationship with marine reserves and the way how we manage men, our activities, and how the woman, it's quite important. We are doing some videos trying to put in the conservation point of view, okay? And when you talk about conservation, you don't talk about no take. You talk about how we manage men the best, okay? And the second thing is to try to do some project about the empowerment of the woman from the traveling, you see. We are doing some experience to travel with women that were in coastal areas to another countries to see some experience, for example, in tourist experience or in fishing experience, because we believe that we are only up to their dreams. I don't know if you understand at all. The idea is we are technician, but the change and all the these dreams are with them, okay? Are not our dreams at all, okay? So we need that they have to travel, they have to look, they have to work, they have to talk with another people, with another fishermen, and to see another realities. And when this experience, they will change their mind, okay? And they will have more tools to not only to see what happened with the climate change, they can have the strong and the force to encourage their future and their inheritance, like a woman that live and work in the coastal areas.
Sounds very promising, Maria, and we look forward to hearing more about the subject.
Thank you very much.
That was Chilean marine biologist Marie Cecilia Godoy Ampuero speaking there with Bridget Leslie.